Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What's going on, guys? Matty here. Welcome into today's show. I got a great guest for you guys today. This is somebody that I've been following on social media for a few years now, seeing his brand. I knew he was a rock star and a stud. He was just kind of undercover before his brand on social really blew up to a couple hundred thousand followers. And that's none other than Chris Harder. This is somebody who is an entrepreneur. He's an investor. He's a philanthropist. He's got his own amazing top 100 podcast for the love of money. And this is somebody that really understands wealth building, really understands business and entrepreneurship at a really high level. And he is a great teacher and he's authentic. That's why I like him. That's why at least I identified and kind of connected with his content in the first place. And then he just blew up because he was putting out more stuff and it was quality. And now we're here where we're at today. But I'm really excited to have him on the show and to welcome you guys to Chris. If you don't know who he is, because we covered a lot of great things today, whether you are a beginner or whether you are advanced, there were some great things that Chris shared here in terms of really getting your wealth to that next level, how to accelerate it, how to avoid certain mistakes, some really high level things that were talked about in today's episode. But if you are new to the show, before we dive in, welcome. I always love connecting with new listeners from all around the world. Getting text messages from you guys is probably one of the highlights of my week. So if you're new, you haven't hit me up, shoot me a text, 844-447-1555. Yes, I do respond to all of those text messages. It's me on the other side. And that's the beauty of that is this two-way interaction, hearing what you guys are up to, what you're winning with, what you're challenged by, who you want to hear on the show, hit me up. As well as don't forget to take advantage of all of our free resources and downloads. First and foremost, if you're not subscribed, be sure to subscribe. These are being put on YouTube as well. So if you want to subscribe to my YouTube channel, I'm putting out three videos outside of the podcast, three videos every week to help you on real estate, investing, personal finance, on your wealth building journey, as well as these podcasts. So whether it's listening to these, subscribe on whatever podcasting platform you enjoy listening to this content on, subscribe on YouTube because we have some additional content there. If you want to take advantage of my free real estate investing course, we know some big wealth building opportunities are coming. So sharpening your axe and getting in the trenches and learning right now is the time to do it so you can capitalize on those. So I created a free investing course. You can just text the word invest to that same number, 844-447-1555, as well as if you want to know more about working with me one-on-one. This is more for the advanced seasoned investor that wants to really break through that seven-figure milestone in their wealth and or their investment portfolio. You can text the word mentor to 844-447-1555, as well as if you're an accredited investor and you want to know more about the syndication opportunities. We just closed out our 150-unit apartment building in Houston, Texas, the laundromats, all kinds of opportunities for you guys to invest if you're not seeing deal flow and you want a great operating team. These are deals that are obviously vetted by me, that I'm investing in myself, that some I am actually operating and managing. You can get more information on what those opportunities are by texting the word deals to 844-447-1555. With that being said, we got a great show for you guys today. This is one, the fluidity of it, the conversation of it. It was high level. Chris is the man and he's a great teacher and he's great at breaking down complex things into simple things. So get your notepad and your paper handy today. Without any further ado, let's not waste any more time. Let's jump into today's episode with Chris Harder right after this message from today's show sponsor.
Let's take a quick break and hear from today's show sponsor.
Are you struggling to close deals? Cold outreach can be a slow and brutal process. And in many scenarios, it's just wasting the time of both the buyer and the seller, especially when business owners who are trying to find qualified buyers are using inaccurate and outdated data. But it doesn't have to be this way. With LinkedIn Sales Navigator, your organization can overcome these challenges by leveraging this amazing technology and platform that translates comprehensive, high-quality buyer data into real-time insights and sales. These deeper insights empower sales reps and teams to adopt the habits of top performers, which leads to much better outcomes like building a bigger pipeline with real customers, leading to higher win rates and conversions, and of course, larger deals and paydays all around. We call this deep sales, and LinkedIn has built the first deep sales platform with the next generation of LinkedIn Sales Navigator. Right now, our Millionaire Mindcast family has an amazing opportunity to try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/mindcast. That's linkedin.com/mindcast for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/mindcast and get started.
Years ago, I was the one with my back against the wall, starting over, you know, stripped of everything from below zero. And when I say stripped of everything, not just financially, but like ego and everything that comes along with it. And I had to face the music and figure out, okay, what am I going to do to make my comeback? And where did I become responsible for this position that I was in? And so when I sit here now today, on a very different end of the spectrum.
Right.
And I say, it drives me nuts when people are putting their faith in the hands of who's going to get elected tonight. Or, you know, right before I got on here, I saw some CNN article that said, ever since $600 stimulus checks dried up, Americans are strapped without hope. I'm like, are you kidding? $600? A one-time check?
Right. If that's what you were hanging on to for hope.
That's not why you're strapped without hope. You're strapped without hope because you know, you didn't start that side hustle, or you didn't take it serious, or you didn't take care of your money. And yep. Again, that was me way back when. So not judging, just coming from the perspective of being on both ends.
Right. And that is the beauty of kind of being on both polarizing ends of the spectrum, right? Is you have some context and you have some, you know, color as to what it feels like to be in both of those situations. What do you say to the person right now that might be starting their financial journey, or maybe they hit a rock bottom and COVID wiped them out or crushed their business, or, you know, they made some bad financial or investment decisions and they're really looking to, you know, pull themselves up by the bootstraps or maybe start because they're excited about what potential opportunity might be coming from this kind of reset or cycle. What do you say to that person?
I love this question because this is a lot of people right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so for me to answer that question, I have to first tell you a quick anecdotal story. And that is when Lori and I were starting over financially, we lost everything. We were living way beyond our means. I was in banking. It was a banking recession and I was the only breadwinner. So when we had to start over, we took it to the extreme. I remember we had just finished building this great big home, way bigger than we needed at the time. And I had to put every piece of like custom furniture, every painting, every TV, everything that we just put in this home, I had to put it all on Craigslist. And I had to watch as car after car pulled up in front of my house, couple after couple marched through my front door and they bargained for the couch, they bargained for the TV, they bargained for the grill, whatever they wanted, and walked out with my possessions while the neighbors looked on judgingly. Now, it was the lowest point of my life financially. And from an ego standpoint, it was the most humiliating point of my life, but it was also the best point in my life because doing that left me with just enough cash to go downsize into this tiny little 900 square foot apartment in Minneapolis, Minnesota at the time, and prepay 1 year worth of rent by liquidating everything so that I had the space and the runway to really decide, how do we want to show up and how do we want to make this comeback? And so to answer your question, here's why I share that story. To answer that question, there's three things just from my own experience I learned that anybody can do right now, whether you're just starting or whether you're starting over or whether you feel like you have zero options and you are facing a financial tsunami right now. And the first thing is this, you need to stop the bleeding. In other words, it's time to sell the cars, walk away from any properties that you can't liquidate, get rid of the things to an extreme. Stop the bleeding, cut off any payments that you can, and let's stop this mad outgo of money. The second thing then is I want you to find runway. So I found runway by swallowing my pride, selling everything in front of the neighbors, and being able to prepay that rent in a much, much smaller place for 12 months. Maybe you're not going to find 12 months, but find at least 3 months or 4 months. Because when you find runway, it actually allows you to make decisions not from panic and not from reaction. But instead, now you've got a little breathing space to make decisions from what is best for me in my future. And then the third thing that you got to do is you need to invent new income. There is no excuse in this day and age for people to not invent new income. Listen, people might be thinking opportunity is drying up right now. COVID's shutting everything down and the economy is showing signs of weakness everywhere. And technically, we're in a recession. But the thing is this, opportunity is a lot like energy. It never goes away. It just changes form. Yes. So it is your job to figure out where it went and what you have to do with the way that it's morphed, right? How has it changed and how can you help solve that problem based on your current skill sets and your past experiences? So you do those three things. I promise you, that's your formula for any kind of comeback.
Yeah, I love that because a lot of people are being very reactionary right now instead of just digging their heels in and being proactive, right? Like you said, it's not going away and dissolving in thin air. It's just transferred somebody somewhere and it's really up to us. And you look at the most, I would say, innovative people right now that are finding and creating opportunity. It's because they are the ones who've taken it upon themselves to go and seek out where that value is at, right? What problems need to be solved? Because there's a lot of new problems in today's world, right?
Tons. You're watching everyone pivot online, and that's the smart place to pivot, obviously, but it doesn't have to necessarily be online. I've got a couple great inspiring examples for you. There's a bakery in San Fran, so probably not too far from where you are, Northern California there.
Yeah.
And they used to have lines down the block around the corner, and they thought they were crushing it. Then COVID happened, customers couldn't come, and they were days away from closing. Well, to help relieve the stress, the founder of this really popular bakery, he went and just started baking on YouTube. He's like, you know what? This is what I'm good at. It relieves stress. I'm just going to put on YouTube. People loved it. They messaged him. Hey, where do I get these ingredients? Where do I get this recipe? How do I get this kit? And he realized I have an entire bakery and a whole group of employees that are out of work where I could just go package up everything they need and I could start shipping it to these people that are asking. Well, long story short, that bakery now does 100% of their business online, just shipping out kits that you can bake at home. And I don't know if people know, but during COVID, there was this big baking boom.
Uh-huh.
And he capitalized on it. That was opportunity changing shape, right? He took advantage of it. He recognized where and how it was changing. And they're doing 3 times the revenue right now. How cool is that?
Wow.
Yeah. And I've got one more for you, Matthew, too. Like, you know, axe throwing is really popular now. You see it popping up everywhere. Well, somebody had just sunk a ton of money into this big, beautiful axe throwing arena, I guess you call it. I don't know what you would call it. And COVID shut it down and they couldn't have customers come there. But instead of, you know, saying, oh, I got screwed like everybody else, they said, fine, I'm packing up my equipment. They rented a couple of basically moving trucks, you know, bought a couple cheap moving trucks, and they finished out the inside of these moving trucks as these long alleys where you could go in there and do axe throwing. And they started driving to backyard parties, whether it was anniversaries, birthday parties, you name it. And they went to their customers instead of saying, oh, my customers can't come to me, and they're killing it. Now they're actually opening up these trucks all across the nation because they know people have changed their behavior. They're doing backyard parties instead of going out now.
It's amazing, man. People are so innovative and there's always that opportunity out there for anybody. It doesn't discriminate against anyone. And you see people really adapting right now. I mean, it's like evolution, right? You either adapt or you die, whether you're a plant, whether you're a person, whether the climate, whatever it may be, right? We have to make those pivots in order to get to the outcome, the destination that we're looking to get to, right? I'm curious, a lot of people hear the narrative around living below your means in order to get to the destination that some of them desire, which is the freedom, the sexiness of a lifestyle, getting some of the things that, you know, they think about when they think about being wealthy. But I've always talked about what does it take to earn the right to unlock some of those things, right? And so I'm curious from your perspective, you obviously talk a lot about money and wealth on your podcast and what that means and very strategic ways of getting there. How long should somebody be thinking about living below their means, you know, living lean, right? And when is it time to start maybe loosening up a little bit? When did you earn the right to have a little bit more freedom when it came to spending your money where you wanted to?
I love this question because, you know, if you ask, let's say Dave Ramsey, what a legend, you ask him this question, he's going to say, tuck away your pennies forever and buy used cars the rest of your life until you have like $50 million, right?
Right.
He's the extreme one way. And I don't necessarily agree with that, even though I love the guy, because it almost sends you into this cutback mentality where it's not even worth working hard because you're never rewarding yourself.
Right.
But then, cautionary tale, you can't be me 11 years ago that was living beyond your means, thinking it's going to last forever, because that's going to get you in trouble as well. And so there's a happy medium. And I think that happy medium, for those that like definition behind it, the happy medium is this. When you have 12 months runway, so you can cover your lifestyle. People are probably like, what's runway?
Yep.
One month's expenses times 12 months. When you have 12 months runway in savings, that's highly accessible. And then on top of that, you have paid off all of your unsecured debt. Now, if you've got a car loan at a great rate, that's not unsecured. I know some people would argue that, but it's secured by your car. Hopefully you owe more on it than you, or hopefully it's worth more than you owe. Your mortgage is a secured debt. I'm not talking about that stuff, but your credit cards, your student loans, all that garbage, when that's paid off, when you hit those two milestones, now it's time to start rewarding yourself with some of the bigger things, as long as you keep it in check. And even before then, let's not sit and eat ramen noodles trying to race our way towards getting these things paid off.
Right.
Let's have urgency. Let's have intention. But let's also build a budget where we're building in a night out with your significant other. You're building in a fun day out with your family, because your significant other deserves that. Your family deserves that, especially if you're working your tail off trying to create the income producing machine that you're creating.
Yeah. You talked a little bit about a key word that I think is important that, you know, people hear and they cringe and they kind of, you know, turn their head and look away, close the ears, close off, which is budgeting, right?
Yeah.
It's not sexy, but what it does for you, what it can unlock for you, can be very sexy. Yeah. And so I'm curious your ideology around, you know, whether it's somebody of high net worth or it's that person that is trying to just get right out of the train station, what should they be thinking about in terms of budgeting? And what is kind of a financial rhythm, or how do they enhance their financial literacy around where their money's going, how much is left over, where it should be getting allocated? What are your thoughts on that?
Oh God, I love this question. So I literally did an exercise with a client today where first time really digging into his finances with him. And I said, okay, what is your monthly net? What does it cost you to live the really good life that you're living right now? And he said, $10,000 a month. I said, okay, this seems a little bit low based on how I know that you live, but let's go through it, because what our goal is to build your budget first on a lifestyle today. Then let's build a secondary budget on what a lifestyle tomorrow, what you want that to look like. And then let's figure out if we can build the income streams to cover at minimum your budget today. And let's see if we can accomplish building income streams that cover your budget that you want to be living tomorrow. So long story short, we did this. And his monthly outgo was not $10,000. By the time we factored in his rent out here in California, his savings goals, his spending money every week, grocery, his part-time team, all that stuff, he had a $29,800 monthly nut. And he thought it was about 10, right? Yeah. But this is the thing. Until you sit and truly build a budget, until you truly look at the line items, we all do this. We're like, it costs me 15 grand a month to live, when really it costs you 25. And you wonder why you can never get ahead, because it's these little things in the dark that you don't account for, right? These occasional expenditures. So anyhow, his life now, which is a good life, was $29,800 a month. His dream life took $50,600 a month. Now here's the clincher. He makes a lot of money. He does well. And his goal is to make $1 million. He's not at $1 million a year yet. And I said, why do you want to make $1 million? He said, well, it's because I want to cover the dream version of my life. Mm. Well, we added up his budget, savings, second home, like every single goal he possibly have, taxes, you name it, everything accounted for, only took $50,600 a month, which is only 608 grand a year. So then I said to him, I said, why do you want to do what it takes to build a $1 million business if $608,000 a year gives you the budget for your absolute dream life while taking care of all your future needs? And the relief I saw off of his shoulders, he was chasing $1 million only because it was a sexy number. Only yeah. because social media and everybody else tells you right. you're not worthy until you make $1 million and beyond. And that's why he was chasing it. Except this is a man that values time with his family and surfing and freedom and travel more than anyone I know. So he was marching himself into a miserable life simply because he never sat down to, number one, build the budget. Number two, build the dream budget. Number three, figure out how much does he actually need to make to cover either today's budget or the dream budget. And in this case, it was such a relief for him. So the numbers don't have to be scary, guys. If you sit down to do the numbers, half the time, you're going to be upset, but that's okay. Let's get to work and correct it. The other half of the time, you're going to be pleasantly surprised. And that takes away the stress of the unknown.
What I found, it's such a great point in terms of so many people don't have that clarity in what it is that they actually want. When you ask them, or when I ask people, you know, what are some of your goals, or what do you really want to achieve this next year? Oh, I want to make more money, or I want to travel more, or I want a nicer this or that. But when you ask them to get really specific on what is that, how much money are we talking? How many weeks off are you, you know, going and traveling with your family? How many hours a week are you actually working? How much money you're putting away? And right, people don't go through and ask these questions, nor do they ever find ways to get clarity in it. Therefore, the actions that they often find themselves taking are probably not congruent or aligned with actually getting them there. So they're chasing the $1 million when he could be chasing the $600,000 and $8,000, right?
Exactly. So you know what's funny about that? Let me just touch real quick.
Yeah, Mike. Please.
Because of things like Instagram and everything, we've lost touch with the actual value of a dollar or $100,000 or $1 million. We've lost touch. So some people think they need to make $1 million to have a good life when $600,000 gets them there. Other people think that they can live this life with private jets and everything else on $1 million when that won't even begin to touch that lifestyle. So the whole key is let's sit down and put it on paper and really become in touch with the true value of a dollar. And then let's figure out what kind of life we want and get our asses out there and build them.
Yeah, love that. So let's say people find their plan. They're executing on that plan. They're in the trenches. They got their sleeves rolled up. They're clear on what they're doing, right? And they hit that number. You talk about on, you know, for the love of money, good people making good money do great things.
Yep.
So what are some of the other things people maybe should start thinking about now before they get there that might bring in and infuse motivation and inspiration and passion to their money journey and their wealth building journey on what can be unlocked on the other side as well?
This is such a great question because a lot of times people will say, I'm kind of embarrassed about what motivates me right now because society is going to judge me, but I really want a nice home. I really want a nice car. And they'll say like they're doing it because they want to give to charity, but they're not there yet. And by the way, it's okay to not be there yet because you will get there. In other words, I would say 99.5% of people listening right now have extraordinary hearts, right? The bulk majority. And when you have access and when you've achieved the things, you'll realize real quickly the things were cool, but nowhere near as cool as you thought they'd be. And then because you're still seeking purpose, that's when you move into pointing your excess money, towards things that mean a little bit more. Achieving that natural dopamine hit of giving to a charity you care about or a person you care about or random acts of giving. And the thing is, we were given that dopamine hit. It feels so good to give on purpose. It's not an accident. And so I guess I've got a couple of points here. Point number one is at first, if you're just doing it for the car, if you're just doing it for the house, that's okay. Don't apologize for that because that's the carrot that gets you up out of bed, creating the income producing machine that creates the income that allows you to get those things. And then you realize they're cool, but there must be more.
Yeah.
And that's a good place to be. And then the second point is when you get to there must be more, then let's not be apologetic about this giving and let's stop giving in the dark. Let's give out where people can see us giving to start that chain reaction of, you know when somebody is in a long Starbucks line and you buy coffee for the person behind you and then they buy coffee behind them and so like 30 people in a row get free coffees because they keep returning the good deeds.
Right.
That's a positive chain reaction. When you start giving where people can see, instead of giving in the dark where they can't see, then that starts a positive chain reaction for others to be inspired to get there and to do it when they get there.
I love that. Yeah, one of my mentors, he's in his late 50s now, and he's worth a couple hundred million. And he said, you know, the first part of my wealth building journey was all about money and what it could do for me. And what I realized on the other side of that was, I want to spend the second half of my wealth building journey seeing how I can give it away and what it can do for others. And we all know those asshole people, right? That are greedy and they, you know, don't care about anybody else but themselves. And money just gives you more of a platform and window into who somebody already is, in my opinion, right? So like you said, good people are going to do great things with their money. If you're an asshole, well, then it's probably going to, you know, enhance you being an asshole, right?
It's a rite of passage. I'm telling you, you have to go through the selfish motivation first.
Right.
In order to get to the unselfish motivation. And so enjoy the journey, enjoy the ride, get the things, create the income producing machine. And when you finally get to that calling of giving, then lean into it. It's okay to go through all of the journey.
Are you interested in boosting your income by an extra $50,000 this year? If so, you're going to love what I've got in store for you. I am beyond excited to officially announce an incredible opportunity to join me in my exclusive mastermind, which will include myself and 25 other hand-selected investors who are actively pursuing commercial real estate in 2024 and want to be held accountable to making sure they buy their first or their next commercial real estate investment property that will net them a minimum of $50,000 a year. This mastermind group will not only teach you how to do that, how to find, how to analyze, how to structure and buy these types of commercial real estate investment properties, but you'll also have an opportunity to be a part of an intimate group of high achievers that are going to take your network and your resources to a whole nother level. But here's the catch. Like I mentioned before, this is exclusive. We're only selecting 25 ambitious individuals for our founding members group who are serious and ready to take that next step in their commercial real estate investing journey. So if you are ready to increase your passive income by at least $50,000 in the next year with commercial real estate investing, then this is your moment. These spaces are gonna fill up fast. And trust me, this is the one and only time to be a founding member, which comes with some pretty special benefits. So head over to myfirst50k.com and submit your application now. Again, that's myfirst50k.com. You can head over there, check out the program, see everything that it entails, submit your application to join, and I can't wait to connect with you soon.
Yeah. So, what are your thoughts on, you know, people having kind of their core tree trunk of wealth building, right? And then over time, as you become that expert and you've swung that axe over and over at that tree trunk, then you start to see potential branches and leaves come off of that based on kind of mastering that one thing. What do you tell people that are, you know, maybe starting to get some momentum in their financial or wealth building journey that are maybe starting to, you know, the head's starting to get on a swivel a little bit? Is that something that's dangerous? Is that something that's opportunistic? What should they be thinking about as they start building up some accumulation of funds and opportunity to disperse and play with those things?
I'm a huge advocate of multiple income sources, but with a caveat, and that's this. You know, we live in a time right now, and I think we saw this with COVID, where if you don't have multiple income sources, then you're going to end up in trouble at one point or another.
Yep.
And I've got this rule of thumb. It always says, live as though, build a life as though, if any one of your income sources went away today, you would not have to change your lifestyle tomorrow, even if it's your biggest one. Let me repeat this. It's really important. Live as though, build a lifestyle as though if any one of your income sources went away today, you would not have to change your lifestyle tomorrow. But to get there actually takes a very specific intention. And that is this. If you wake up tomorrow and you say, that's it, I'm going to go build three income sources. You chase three chickens. You're not going to catch any of them. So what you need to do is have urgency, but patience. Choose the one income source that you know you're going to be able to grow the fastest. And that's going to be the most sustainable. And I want you to just go all in on that one first until it has so much momentum, until it's bearing so much fruit that you can then, and only then, take your eye off of it and reinvest the money, the momentum, the audience, the lessons, everything from the first one into a second one. And now because you're reinvesting all of that into the second one will now grow that much faster. Then keep your eye on the ball on that second one. I want you to go all in. I don't even want you flirting with the third one until you have so much momentum that it's unstoppable. And then and only then do you take your eye off the ball, start looking at that third one and reinvest the time, the money, the influence, the lessons, everything from the second one into the third one. Now, if you do that with intention and urgency, but also patience, so you're not moving on too quickly, that's your recipe to quickly wake up one day and be able to live where if any one of your income sources went away today, you wouldn't have to change your lifestyle tomorrow.
I love that. You mentioned a key word there that I think is important, because to give people a little bit more context in terms of, you said patience, right? This timeline for unlocking success, whether it's in business or investing or whatever it may be, in your relationship, right? In any area of life, it requires this kind of monotonous, repetitious, boring, but disciplined approach that small, smart choices over a consistent period of time unlock big things, right? Yeah. In terms of maybe an expectation that people should wrap their heads around or commit to, maybe from your own journey or being that you've worked with so many people who have amassed great wealth over time, what should people be thinking in terms of patience and the timeline for unlocking real success?
It's so different for everybody. I've seen people do it in a year and I've seen people take 10 years. And so it's not fair to give someone a timeline, because it's either going to give someone false expectations or it's going to cause somebody to move too quickly. Mm. But here's how I can answer that. I can tell you that the answer to how to know when to go build that second thing is when you know that you can take 70% of your energy away from that first income source and turn it towards the second one without the first one dipping. That's when you know it's okay to go ahead and focus on that second one. Then same thing with the third. When you can take 70% of your attention away from the second one and redirect it towards starting the third without that income dipping, that's when you know it's safe to go. And if you use that rule of thumb, for some of you, that's going to happen in every 6 months. For others, it's going to happen every 2 years. It all depends what field, what talent, what type of risk that you're putting into this kind of thing.
I love it. That's a good rule of thumb that people can actually grab onto that's tangible. In terms of some of the greatest ROI you've seen from, whether it's money invested in particular asset classes, right? And we're talking portfolio, or we're talking relationships, we're talking time. Yeah. What are some of the greatest areas people can focus on that will get them real ROI in the term of their wealth building journey?
Yes, yes, yes. Here's the order that you should be investing in your wealth building journey, in my humble opinion. First and foremost, yourself. Invest in yourself right away. Make yourself and the business that you start or the field that you get into, right? You don't have to be an entrepreneur, but make yourself the leanest, meanest income producing machine that you could ever be. You know, get the coaches, get the education. And I'm not advocating for college. There's different versions of education out there, but make yourself the leanest, meanest income producing machine that you could possibly be, because now you're going to be kicking off more of this tool called money in order to invest in the next things coming up. So after you've done that, then I want you to turn your attention towards making sure that you've got that runway I talked about. Minimum 3 months, let's go for a year. Once you have that, I want you to turn your attention towards paying off all your unsecured debt. Notice I haven't put money into an IRA yet, or into real estate, or any of that. There's too much misguided information out there where people end up making, you know, 8% on their IRA and paying 20% on their credit card. It's asinine, right?
Yep.
So third, I want you to just get all that unsecured debt paid off. Then fourth, that's when I want you to start considering, where do I want to redirect this money into a low fee index fund? I'm a huge fan. You can get Vanguard, E-Trade. I do Vanguard, but a low fee index fund. Over time, that returns 9 to 11% if you track it ever since inception. That's a damn good compounding return on your money. And even if you're starting it a few years later than what your mom or dad told you to start it, trust me, because when you first start out by making yourself the leanest, meanest income producing machine that you can, and when you're not chasing down debt, now you've got that much more money to put into this low fee index fund, right? So that would be my next recommendation. Then and only then, once you've got some momentum behind that, that's when I want you to start exploring real estate. And I love income producing real estate. I am actually strongly against this wives' tale that you should rush out and buy yourself a home to live in as soon as you can. You know, growing up, when your parents and everybody told you it's the best investment you'll ever make, hurry up and buy a home and stop renting, they loved you, but they didn't know any better. Because the thing is, when you buy a home that you live in, it appreciates an average of 4% a year. I understand every year is different and every area is different. But if we're looking at, as a whole, the country, since we've been tracking it, it appreciates at 4% a year. Sounds good, right? That's where the story comes along, where grandma says, I sold my home for 700 grand that I bought 30 years ago for only 149,000. It sounds like a good idea, but it's not, because even though it's going up 4% a year, or even 5 or even 6, that thing is leaking 9 to 11% out the back door in taxes and mortgage interest and transfer fees and realtor fees and maintenance and everything else that nobody accounts for, right? So the math doesn't add up. Now, I'm not anti-homeownership. What I'm saying is, this story that you have to stop renting and rush out and go buy your home right away is simply and mathematically not true. Wait until you can put a significant amount of money down and get that home for far less than you could rent something similar.
Yes, I love it. Income producing real estate is obviously my core area of focus. Mm-hmm. And I agree 100% with what you just said. You know, there's a lot of people that will argue it is a great, at least as a primary investment vehicle, and there's a lot of benefits to it. But at the end of the day, it really is a liability. It's not paying you a monthly income. Yeah. Yes, there are many advantages to it, but passive income producing real estate, whether it's buying a rental property or a duplex or a house that you can live in and house hack out to 5 other roommates, yeah, or investing in a syndication opportunity, there's so many other ways, right, of achieving what the vehicle of real estate can give you without the headaches and the risks that is often associated with maybe just owning your own home.
For people that love rule of thumbs, do that. Do that until you can actually pay your own personal mortgage that you're going to live in from the investment income that's being kicked off by those things. That's when it's a safe time to go and finally buy your own home if you want to live in it.
I love it. I love it. So let's shift towards maybe the end of the podcast today in terms of what you're thinking about in growing your wealth. I know you guys are well established, and yet, right, this is why we are the way we are. We're wired for growth and progress. And I'm curious on your overall outlook in terms of what kind of opportunities are going to be out there, whether it's specific investing and asset classes or industries and spaces that you're paying attention to. What are you guys thinking in terms of where your energy, effort, and money is going to maybe be allocated towards in this next market cycle over the next 5-10 years.
So we're about to talk about some of the sexy stuff, but before I do that, asterisk, I don't want anybody to skip over the part that we just talked about, where you're first getting yourself out of debt, you know, making sure your local index funds, your investment income, all of that is set, right? Let's get the basics done first. Let's not swing for the home runs right away. But then when that stuff is set, the stuff we're excited about right now, we have a couple big exits coming up from companies that we invested in.
Nice.
That are about to, one's going to get acquired, one's going to have an IPO. And our return on investment on that is just going to be stupid, exponentially high. And so we're really excited about that. And we're also building companies now for acquisition. My wife is building an alcohol company specifically to get acquired. I'm building a media company that nobody knows about right now. In the RV and motorhome world, specifically to get acquired. Our jam right now is investing in startups and funding some of ours so that we can have an acquisition per year. So it's going to take you a while, right? You might have 5, 6, 7 years with no exits whatsoever, but then they're going to start popping off, right? And so this year we'll have one, next year we'll have one, the year after that we'll hopefully we'll have one. And I want an exit, at least one exit per calendar year going forward.
I love that. That's amazing. And you guys have heard me say this before, wealth is built in the crock pot, not the microwave, right? Mm-hmm. So I love the fact that you guys are planting seeds, knowing that, hey, we're going to have to water these things and tend to our crop. And, you know, season after season, we're going to be able to pull and bear fruit off of those crops. So something really important. And there's so many different ways. You guys talked about angel investing, right? And I think that's definitely going to be a big opportunity to get in to some really great companies that may have been established but hit hard and maybe need some recapitalization, or the burnt out mom and pop owners, right, that are just willing to, hey, I'm going to let my business go for pennies on the dollar. And there's people, right, that are good operators or maybe understand an industry and space, and they can get in at the bottom floor and ride that opportunity back up. I just think there's so much opportunity out there in this next market cycle. Of course, I could talk for hours on real estate in terms of what I see coming out there. But I love that you guys, you have your plan, you're clear on what that is, and you're executing on it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And we're eager about it. Like this is the stuff that gets me excited, is future looking with a very intentional plan, right? Not gambling, not betting, not throwing it against the wall and praying, but truly looking at the future with intention and a lot of sweaty action.
I love it. I love it. Well, you guys have so much content that is out there. You've got For the Love of Money podcast. You've got masterminds, coaching. And I've seen what you've done over the years. I've been a fan. I've been somebody that's followed along. I've learned a ton from your content. And I know many other people after listening to this show are going to go, all right, I need some more Chris Harder in my life. Uh-huh. Where is the best place for them to either follow you on social media or learn more about the programs, resources that you guys have to offer?
Yeah, for sure. So two places. One, the number one spot I'm hanging out these days is Instagram at Chris W. Harder. And I've made a vow, even though it's getting tough, I've made a vow that I will always answer every single business question that you DM me. So send me your business questions. And then the second place is I've got a great course. That is, I've got a mini one for free and then a really robust course that teaches you how to think and how to behave with your money. I'll give you guys the free one. Just go to fortheloveofmoney.com/free. It's a great place for us to start kind of teaching and experimenting with what each of us have to say. So
that's awesome, man. Well, we'll be sure to link up all of that in the show notes, guys. So be sure to check that out. Be sure to check out Chris Harder on Instagram, and we'll have all the links to the website and information that he shared there. Chris, man, I just want to say thank you to you for all of the amazing content that you've just been putting out consistently. I know how much time and energy and effort goes into putting out not only just content, but great content. And you've been somebody that's been cream of the crop for a really long time. A lot of respect for you, a lot of respect for how you live your life, not just talking it, but walking it and displaying that, you know, in your life with your wife and how you run your businesses and how you're connected and impacting so many people. So I just want to say thank you for jumping on the Millionaire Mindcast today. And we really appreciate you.
Totally my pleasure. Love your show. This is awesome. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, thanks, man.
Well, that wraps up this week's episode. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that interview. And if you did, all I ask is that you share it with somebody else who maybe needs to hear this today or that could gain some value from something that was talked about or discussed in today's interview. You just never know. One piece of information, a conversation, a tool, a resource can completely transform and change the trajectory of someone's life or their business. So if you get any kind of value or you want to support the show, all we ask is that you help us organically get this in front of more people. Also, for those of you who are really looking to accelerate your wealth building journey and unlock more financial freedom, get more time back, and just level up your life, your business, your finances, be sure to head over to therichlifeacademy.com to check out all the amazing products and resources that we offer to our Millionaire Mindcast family, whether that's one-on-one coaching with me, courses from our guests, all kinds of free content, downloads, checklists, upcoming event info, and how you can connect with us live in person, all kinds of great valuable tools. You can get that over at therichlifeacademy.com. Last but not least, I always want to know, who do you guys want to hear me interview next? Let me know. Shoot me a text at 844-447-1555. With that being said, until next time, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friend.